Brisbane's peak hour commuters might welcome the idea of fewer cars on the streets, but not the private investors who stumped up money for a toll road. A law firm has launched a $150 million class action on behalf of 700 clients who say they were misled by traffic forecasts for Brisbane's $3.2 billion Clem Jones toll road. However, poor patronage of the tunnel led to the collapse of its builder, leaving investors with nothing. And it's not the first time a toll road has been a financial failure because of over-optimistic traffic predictions. Lexi Metherill reports.
5 kilometres long, the tunnel under the Brisbane River was designed to ease the city's traffic problems and was funded by private investors. Steve Hopkins was one of them.
I'm a pretty conservative investor, and with my wife and I, with our self-managed super fund, and when this thing came out with its return of 6%, and, the fact that it was a toll road in a growing city and all that, and you looked at the numbers that they were predicting, you just thought, well, this is a steady investment, for the super fund. I'm 53 years old and, just looking to retire in 7 years' time.
The law firm Maurice Blackburn says investors relied on forecasts by the multinational engineering group AECOM. It predicted that by now 100,000 vehicles would flow through the tunnel daily, but current levels are only a quarter of that. The company behind the road collapsed because it couldn't make money, leaving investors with nothing.
There is always an amount of investment risk, but the type of investors and this type of investment was sold to investors has been quite a conservative investment.
Maurice Blackburn is suing the forecaster AECOM on behalf of 700 investors. Senior Associate Richard Ryan says they were misled.
We do note in our claim that they get a significant portion of their fee upon the financial close of the project, but AECOM does owe our clients a duty of care to do a reasonable and proper job when making these forecasts.
The Clem 7's problems are a familiar story. Sydney's Cross City and Lane Cove tunnels also failed financially because of over-optimistic traffic forecasting. The Federal Infrastructure Department has been investigating the issue. The Executive Director of the Australian Automobile Association, Andrew McKellar, says in future, vital roads may struggle to attract private investors.
Well, look, this has become, I think, quite a systematic issue that we've seen with many of these individual projects. And while we need to have these public-private partnerships occurring, I think what we're seeing is there's too much focus on the individual projects and not enough concentration on the system-wide approach to developing new roads and other investment in land transport infrastructure. And until we get that right, I think there's a major risk that we're going to continue to see individual projects run into trouble.
The Australian Automobile Association's Andrew McKellar ending Lexi Metherill's report, and the forecaster AECOM Australia says investors were given detailed assessments of the project beforehand, as well as its risks, and says it will defend the claim vigorously.